Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Thursday Night Football, the Browns beating the Jets 21-17, the first Browns win since Christmas Eve 2016, and Baker Mayfield was a star.
Let's break down this game. What did you see? We know Mayfield came in. We know he energized the Browns. What else did you see in this game?
You know, I'm taking a little contrarian approach to this. The Baker mania, I think, is going to sweep the nation. I actually think the Browns are going to become overrated, RJ. Plus three in turnovers. Mayfield played great.
So let's be clear. Plus three in turnovers. In the NFL, whoever wins the turnover battle, just even a plus one, covers the spread 77% of the time. If you're plus three, you're covering almost 90% of the time. The fact it took, you know, some late heroics probably means the Browns aren't quite as good as they seem, and they don't seem all that good.
Correct. And now that they're plus nine in turnovers for the year, this is a team, believe it or not, I'm going to be looking to fade going forward.
All right, so the question is, does Mayfield start the next game or Taylor? Jonas, from the fans' perspective, if you're a Browns fan, who are you rooting to be the starting quarterback?
Oh, Baker Mayfield. It's a different energy, different vibe. The team felt it. There was a different buzz in the stadium. And the offense looked better with Baker Mayfield. It looked like Todd Haley almost had a separate set of plays that he could call for Baker Mayfield that he couldn't utilize with Tyrod Taylor. I think it's going to be Baker's team.
I noticed, Fez, that it seems like Taylor isn't the same quarterback. I mean, last year he was very competent for the Bills. But the key was he did not turn the ball over. He ran a lot. It was almost like a guy that was going to, you know, you don't think he's going to have a 10-year NFL career because it's hard to run in the NFL at quarterback. But for the given game, he was very effective. Bills made the playoffs. What do you see different in this Browns offense for Taylor?
What I saw was Taylor was under duress, and then he would tuck it and run, whereas Mayfield...
Are we talking about this year?
This year.
Okay.
And but Mayfield, when he was under duress, he would get away from the defenders but still be looking down the field. That was the difference between the quarterbacking last night.
Okay, but my question is, what looks different with Taylor today than or this year than last year with the Bills?
He was really inaccurate on his passes. I don't know if he was injured, banged up coming in, but he was not able to hit his receivers.
And you're talking about yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Last thought. From the wise guy perspective, Fezzik, if you were the Browns GM, who starts the next game?
Oh, I think it's got to be Mayfield. Mayfield, probably the better quarterback right now, and the
fans. But you didn't think that yesterday.
I did not.
You said if Mayfield started yesterday, you would downgrade the Browns a point and a half.
Correct.
So is it so much Taylor playing so badly yesterday, and all of a sudden now you're reevaluating on a half of football? Doesn't sound right to me. Or Mayfield's half of football has convinced you. Neither sounds really good. It sounds like you should hold on to your position of yesterday.
I don't want my position of yesterday.
So what you're pretty much saying is you were wrong yesterday.
I was wrong. Mayfield's the better quarterback.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
The Philadelphia Eagles will be hosting the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. The Eagles, a 7-point favorite at home against Indy. Carson Wentz, first game back since December 10th after tearing up his knee last year against the Rams.
And let me ask you, Jonas, again, as a media observer too, do you feel like maybe the Eagles are rushing a week early to get Wentz back off the 1-1 start?
Yeah, it feels like it.
If they were 2-0, do you think they'd be starting Wentz?
I don't think so. That's why I think that first game against Atlanta was so important because it gave them an opportunity to not start. We know about the, you know, you start off a season 0-2, less than 11% of teams in the last decade go on to make the postseason. I think they kind of rolled with the hot hand, so they thought, meaning the winning hand in Nick Foles after week one last week, and I think now maybe a little bit of panic for Philadelphia.
Fez, do you agree? Does it feel a little early?
Absolutely.
So how do you handicap that reality?
Well, normally I would upgrade the Eagles 4 points if you could bring in a healthy Wentz.
Over Foles.
Over Foles.
And remember, Foles has gone up and down like a roller coaster. We initially thought 4-point downgrade when Wentz got hurt last year. Then he played horribly for a couple games, went up to six, and then he had one of the five or six best Super Bowls ever for a quarterback. That's true. I think that's hard to debate. One of the five or six best Super Bowls ever from Nick Foles. Almost hard to believe. But how would you characterize his play in the first two games?
And in preseason, he was terrible in preseason. The first two games, he was an above-average replacement quarterback, nothing more.
I'm not even sure what an above-average replacement means. Where did he rank 1 to 32 in the NFL?
Like 25.
Okay. So I think we're all agreeing this is some kind of rushback. Maybe it's just a week, but still. So what do you do with this game?
So what I did is I upgraded the Eagles 2.5 points instead of 4. Concerns about Wentz.
So you still think that even with a rushback Wentz, that's our theory, you still like Wentz in there more than Foles?
Very much so.
Here's my, I'll give a bonus pick here. And guys, we've talked about this all week. We have a green button here in Vegas, and it makes the following sound. Anyone at the table, Brad Powers, he has all the college knowledge. Fezzik, the two-time Super Contest champion. You think I'd be scared if he went for the green button? I'm not. And anytime any of us gives a pick, it can be a best bet. It can be, I like this game. Anyone else at the table can grab the button, press it, and it's an automatic $100 bet. We settle up once a week. We're going to be showing on video the money exchanging hands. So, Fez, when I give this pick, feel welcome to grab the buzzer. I doubt you will. I like under in this game. I think with Philadelphia, you've got a situation with Wentz. Not only might he be limited physically, I think more importantly, they're going to be limited in the aggressiveness of the play calling. I think they're going to tell him, if you don't see it, throw it away. Don't run. And because of that, and if a team gets a lead, I think they're going to sit on it. On the flip side, Luck, hey, looked good on the scoreboard last week based on advanced metrics, only the 27th best quarterback. Two big names, Luck, Wentz, both of them I think physically limited. I think especially with the Eagles, you're going to see a conservative game plan. Under 47.5 total points. What do you think?
Love it, especially because Frank Reich, the new head coach for Indianapolis, was the former Eagles offensive coordinator. If anyone can stop the Eagles, it should be him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Guys, let's get into some college football. There's nothing like pissing off a big-time fan base who's going to take it not too well, especially on a Friday before a big road game. And we find ourselves with Notre Dame, the eighth-ranked team in the country, a 7.5-point favorite at Wake Forest on Saturday.
Brad Powers has all the college knowledge. And you made a bold statement earlier this week. Notre Dame, the most overrated team in college football. Make your case.
Yeah, first and foremost, Notre Dame. We are the official pregame.com, the official odds provider of the AP poll. We love the AP poll, but in this case, the AP poll has Notre Dame number 8. Pure power rating, I have Notre Dame number 19. So not a top 10 team, not a top 15 team, borderline top 20 team, Notre Dame.
Now, is this because, and what's the typical recipe for overreaction? That's close wins. It's turnovers, all the things that cause Luck to be in your favor, and then also to win the games because the scoreboard, the standings is what the average fan is most affected by.
Yeah, and keep in mind, Notre Dame right now, the only team in the country, 3-0, three straight wins by a touchdown or less. And let's put it in perspective. After that hot start against Michigan, Notre Dame jumps out 14-0. Notre Dame's pretty much played their opponents even. And keep in mind, in that stretch, Notre Dame was a 5-touchdown favorite against Ball State and a 2-touchdown favorite against Vanderbilt. And yet the cumulative score has Notre Dame pretty much about even with their opponents.
In this game, Notre Dame on the road at Wake Forest favored by 6. Lean or like who?
Yeah, no doubt about it here. I like Wake Forest, especially
so you
plus
like
the 7.5.
So if I wanted to press the button, bet Notre Dame,
absolutely.
I could. Fez, you tempted?
Don't do it.
All right, Fez says no. Make your case why. Brad?
Well, I think Wake Forest, in addition to Notre Dame being overrated, Wake Forest is getting a starting quarterback back that was suspended the first three games. Now, he's not going to start, but Kendall Hinton is the name, and he's a different type of player for Wake Forest, a much better runner. So I got to think Dave Clawson, the head coach, is going to have a package installed in there. Notre Dame might not be ready for it.
Now, listen, Straight Out of Vegas is live right now on pregame.com. You go into the game center, and the screen is blinking red. We have free odds that are instant. And Brad, the money's steaming in on Notre Dame.
Wow.
Up at Pinnacle, a big, sharp online book. It's 6.5 now. And it's 6.5 at the Greek. Multiple play. It's 7 at sportsbook.ag. So right now, doesn't mean you're wrong, but the sharp money, you don't see a screen go red like this because of recreational money. It's the sharps betting as syndicates all at once, and Notre Dame money is pouring in. So Brad,
No. Wake Forest money pouring in. That number's coming down.
Wait a minute. So what are you saying the line was just a minute ago?
7.5.
You're saying it was at 7.5, and yeah. Now, because I'm seeing 6 over here, and it looks at, okay, so the one place might have went down more. Jonas, what did you give us the line at?
That was a 7.5.
Oh, my God.
About 5 minutes ago.
So, wait a minute. So, it was like Brad said that, and the board just started blanking?
Blue Horseshoe loves Wake Forest.
I don't think Brad caused that, but boy, he looks sharp. It is down to 6.5 right now. My mistake on that. Wow, Brad on it.
Is that normal, guys, to see a line move like that in a matter of, 4 or 5 minutes? Just to rapidly move 1.5 in one direction or the other?
Especially through a key number. 7 is the second most key number in football. I would say this, that takes professional money, not from a guy like Fez, and he won't talk about his exact bet amount. He's not betting more than $20,000 on a game, all right? So we can talk about how much, but even if he loves a game, it's not going to be more than that. These syndicates will bet $200,000 or $300,000 on a game because it's a group, it's a business, it's an organization. So when you see the screen go red, it's a sign that it's not even a guy like Fez, but it's a professional organization, all betting around the world all at one time. Another word for that is steam. The game is getting steamed all at once.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And listen, I've been lucky. About 7-8 years ago, started doing The Herd. Colin, Vegas guy for many years. He was in town, was very open to mentoring me on with radio stuff, with media stuff. And he's been a great friend. And we asked him, listen, you do your 5 picks, Blazing 5, probably as famous as any picks in the world, in the NFL. But we talk during the week occasionally, and I know he always has a 6th pick he's thinking about. And we do a podcast together that's released on Saturday. You can get it on my Twitter account Saturday morning, at RJ in Vegas, in which I grade the wise guys, my wise guys, grade his picks. Agreement or disagreement? Last year, and this is documented by the world, 73% when my wise guys agreed with Colin's picks. Now, we probably won't do that again, but Colin's been 60%, I think, so far this year on all his picks. So I said, Colin, what about recording and letting us do on Straight Out of Vegas pick number 6? It took a little request, finagling, maybe a few dinners coming out of my pocket, but every Friday, bottom of the hour, pick number 6 from Colin Cowherd. Let's hear it this week.
Every week this year, RJ and I'm going to give a bonus pick. Now, this is a pick that I didn't include in my Blazing 5, but it was the last one that I didn't include. Broncos-Ravens is interesting. I like Baltimore. But again, this is the number. I'm getting Denver +5. Actually, Denver right now leads the NFL in big plays. A big play is considered a run over 10 or a pass over 20. That is shocking to me because I've always thought Case Keenum is pretty marginal. So I just think the number is too big. I'll take Denver +5 in my bonus pick at Baltimore. What would the wise guys say?
Well, we talked about Fezzik. His best pick of the week is the Ravens here.
Oh, God.
So, big disagreement. Two big numbers here. The Broncos at home, their first 2 weeks of the season, this is an amazing stat, Colin, last 30 years. So, if it's week one or two and they play at home, they're 33-3 straight up.
It's amazing. We talked about this last week. That is an amazing number.
So, they're 2-0 off that, two home games. Obviously, advantages cause of fatigue early in the season at altitude when the players aren't in as good shape. Now we flip over. In September, Joe Flacco at home, 16-2 straight up, 13-5 against the spread, 31 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He starts out at home really well. Lastly, Ravens with Harbaugh, 9 or more days rest. He's a great preparer. Let's give him credit. 16-5 straight up.
Okay, that's something. 16-5. And what's his record against the spread?
14-7.
Okay, well, there you go. That would have been a tragic bet by me.
Luckily avoided.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.